Okay, on the bottom of your Gimel Amud Aleph. Ein Esther Mageres Meladeta. Mordechai told Esther not to say who she was. So there's quite a few different pshat and why. Why it's so important that Esther didn't say who she was. One reason, the Targum says that Mordechai was afraid that Ahasuerus should get mad at Esther like he got mad at Vashti, and if he knew that she came from Yidden, he'd take his revenge out on Yidden also. Another reason is we'll see that she used to live with Mordechai, and because Ahasuerus didn't keep her there all the time, because he didn't think she was that important. But if he had known that she came from Malchus, he may have kept her in the palace all the time. She wouldn't be able to go out to live with Mordechai. Another reason is that he was afraid that Ahasuerus would live with her, Bedafka, to make sure that she was over on the Surim. This way she didn't know she was Jewish. He did it just for his own enjoyment. And then it's not, there's no chiyuv to give your life if the goy wants you to do an Aveira for his enjoyment and not Bedafka to make you be over an Aveira. Others say because Mordechai didn't want to be raised to any higher position than he had, and he was afraid if it got out that he was Esther's relative, Ahasuerus would raise him to a higher position. Ibn Ezra says that Mordechai knew Baruch HaKodesh that this whole thing happened, that some nace was going to happen through Esther, and therefore he wanted it to remain as low-key as possible so things, the Rabban Hashem could orchestrate things. Another reason is that Ibn Ezra says that they shouldn't be force her to be Machal Shabbos. This way she could avoid being found out that she'd work on Shabbos. If he knew she was Jewish, he'd be looking out for it. The Marsha says that in order that everybody should think that she came from his nation and that she should find chen in everybody's eyes, that way, that's why she was chosen. And also the Al-Sheikh said that she this way could ask for special favors for the Yidden. If he knew that she was a Jew, it wouldn't have helped on at that time. Okay. All of those are things that Mepharshim said. Om Rebbe Lazar, Maidach Siv. Lo Yigora Mitzadik Einov, Vishar Tzniya Shehoysa Babarachal Zochsa V'yosim Enoshom. And the Tzniyas that Rachel had, she was zocher that Shaul HaMelech should come from her. Uveschar tzniyah shehoyah bo b'shaul, and the schar of the tzniyahs that Shaul had, zocher v'yotzimenu Esther. Esther came from Shaul. This goes against what we learned before. It says that Mordechai came from Shimon ben Gera, not from Shaul. And here it's mashma that Esther came from Shaul, and Esther was the relative of Mordechai, and Mordechai came from Shaul, so Esther came from Shaul too. So two different conflicting medrashim.
Could be the
other parent. What?
Could be the other parent.
Maybe. It's not like that. It's not sure there's a machlokas between the two. Umatzniyas Rashi lo yigora mitzadik einov, nosen einov b'maisa tzadik, l'shalom lohem, af liyomim rabim mida b'mida. The Rav Hashem doesn't decrease from the tzadik his eyes. He keeps, even for the future, he constantly looks how he can pay back a tzadik, even for very distant past things. Zochsa v'yotzimen shol, shahayat tzanua. Shol had a special midah of tznias. It's very modest. Zochsa v'yotzimen Esther, but targum shol Megillah, right, where do we see in the targum sheni of Megillah, it mentions that Esther came from shol. Miachas Mordechai v'oseo asiri l'shol, u'mishol ad binyamin. The yichus of Mordechai goes back 10 generations to shol, and from shol till binyamin. Uksiv hi Esther bas dodo. And Esther was the daughter of Mordechai's uncle. The Ein Lo Raya Acheres B'Ksuv M'Shiyotza Mishol. There's no other place that we see that Esther came from Shol. But Domaisa, this is the according to the Targum, that's the case. Okay. Umayt Shniyas Hoysa B'Barachel. What Shniyas did Rachel have that she was rewarded with Shol? D'Chsi V'Yagid Yaakov V'Rachel Ki Achi Oviyahu. The Chiochi Aviyahu, right, was Lavan, the brother, right, that was Yaakov, the brother of her father, right? V'halo ben Achos Aviyahu. He was the son of the sister of her father. Ela Omrala, minstisli, he said to her, marry me. Omrala, in, she said, fine. Miu Abba Ramahu. But you know, my father is a deceiver. Below Yachlisle, you won't be able to compete with him. Omer La Achiv Hanob Ramahu. So I'm his brother. I'm his what's it called, equal in fooling. Amr Leu Mishori Letzadike Lesguye Bram Yusa. A tzaddik's allowed to be deceptive. Omer La In Im Naver Tisadbar Vimikesh Tisapo. With crooked people, you're allowed to deal crookedly. Because if you deal with them straight, then you're promoting crookedness. If you deal with them crookedly, then in the end, what's straight will come out. Omer lo, Mayram Yusa. So he said to her, what do you think your father's going to do? How do you think he's going to deceive me? Omer lo, Isli Achso, the Kshisha Min, I have an older sister. Below Minsivli Mikamo, he won't marry me before her. Marsala Simonim, so he gave her Simonim. And some say the simonim were the halachas of nida, chala, and halachas anir. Some say the simonim were that when they meet after the chuppah, so she should touch him on his earlobe, right thumb, and right big toe, which is the where the shemen goes for a metzora and by a nazir, and those are places that where the tumah. It's congested, and that what's it called takes away is masakin ruach hatumah, whatever that means. And others say the simonim were that she assumed that if Leah was separate, was put in her place, Leah would try to disguise her voice as Rachel's. So they made up that Rachel would speak like Leah. And this way, if he heard somebody speaking like Rachel, he'd know it wasn't her. So when the night came, the wedding night, and her father Taka switched her, so she said, my sister is going to be embarrassed. Mishrasinu nihalo, she gave her the simonim, and v'hainu d'chsi, v'hi bevokr, v'hine hi leah. Mechlal dar hashtu lav leah. Only in the morning did Yaakov discover it was leah. So where's the tznius over here? The chora, that was, she didn't do, that she shouldn't be embarrassed. But the tznius was, she could have gone to her father and told her that, you know, I'm not going along with this or whatever. She could have told Yaakov openly. She didn't. She did it in a very discreet way that she, in order to save Leah from embarrassment, she modestly gave her the simonim. Okay. Ela mitoch simonim shemostro roch leleah lohave yodad hashta. That's why Yaakov didn't know until the morning. L'fichah zosav yosman shol. My tzniyas oisav shol. What tzniyas did shol exhibit? To see this, Devar Hamaluchalo Hikidlo, Asher Omar Shmuel. What's it called? So when Shaul was told that he was going to be the Melech, and he told over what Shmuel had told him, he just left out that part. He told him about the donkeys that he went to find out about. The donkeys were lost. But he didn't tell him that he told him also he's going to be a Melech. That he kept modestly to himself. Zoch Vesminu Esther. When the Rebbe gives a person gedula, it's possible he could give him the gedula for his children, grandchildren, till the end of all the generations. It doesn't always happen, but it's possible the Rebbe gives a person gedula that lasts forever. Right? Right, but because it's the end of that pasuk. Yigra mitzadik einod, right? And vayigbu vayoshivum lenetzach vayigbu, and he doesn't hold to take his eyes off the tzadik, looking how he can pay him back, even for past things. And if he gives him already the reward, it remains forever. Vimhegis daito, but if the person gets haughty because of it, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashbilo, then the Rabban Shalom puts him down. Shneamar vimasurim bezikin. That's the end of that pasuk. Rashi. Shenemar lo yigora mitzadik einov, v'seifei dekro v'yoshivim lenetzach v'yigbu v'haynu gedula l'doros. V'mhegis daito, chachi samche kroi. This is the next passage. V'yoshivim lenetzach v'yigbu v'im asurim v'zikim al yedei shemagbin aslan boin lidei anius v'yisurim. And if they become haughty because of this gedula, then the Rabbanu Shalom puts them down and makes them poor. Okay, this Mamar Mordechai Esther Osa. Esther did whatever Mordechai said. She used to show shailas that she had. Damnida to the Chachomim, Legabi Mordechai. She still continued living with Mordechai, so Mordechai commanded her to show her shailas to the Chachomim. Kasher hoysa ba'omna ito, Amar Rabba Bar Leima, Mishmei d'Rav, shehoysa omedes micheiko shel Achashverosh, v'toveles v'yosheves b'cheiko shel Mordechai. She'd get up from the lap of Achashverosh, and she'd go and be tovel for Nikias, that she should be clean, at least spiritually, not because of Nida, right? But what's it called? Because of either cleanliness or spiritual cleanliness. And she would go, and what's it called, and be together with Mordechai. Rashi, v'toveles, machmas Nikias, Rashi says, that's cleanliness. Shalote ma'us le'tzadik mishchivaso shlachashverish. That Mordechai shouldn't be disgusted realizing that she had just gotten up from Achashverosh. Tosfos asks, L'chora, how could she do that? The halacha is you always have to have 3 months havchana to know who the child comes from. So she lived with Achashverosh and then she lived with Mordechai. There's always a chance that she'd get pregnant and we wouldn't know who she's pregnant from. So Tosfos says that she was mishamish b'moch. She, used contraception so she wouldn't get pregnant. And the shaila is with who? We can't say she used it with Achashverosh because she got pregnant from Achashverosh. She had a child. So it must be that she did it with Mordechai. She used a moch. And it's a shaila. L'chora, a Jew is not allowed to necessarily use a moch. It's a big machlokas. That's not for here. And we'll get to Yevamos and Ksubis, then we'll speak about...
Do you think they can get a chance? Mordechai and Esther, that the king would find out?
Obviously not. Otherwise, they would have... The king was busy with other people. Or whatever. Others say that it's a machlokus whether a woman who's raped has to have 3 months havchana or not, and that they made such a gzeira, and he or she every time was raped if she was nanas, so maybe she didn't need altogether the 3 months. Okay, and there are other answers also. That's what Tosfos speaks about. Okay, another shaila the Gemara speaks about in Ksubas is how, and in Sanhedrin is how is she allowed to live with Mordechai? Lamaisa, she was a married woman, and she committed adultery with Achashverosh. So Pashat, because she was forced, right? Because an Ashes Yisrael who's forced doesn't become also to her husband. Lamaisa, she did go, Baratzon. So there they say that, either, and also it's the Horeg Valyavar. How is she allowed to go? They say that that she either that karka olam, like we said yesterday, helps passively, or the bi of a goy doesn't aser, and the bi of a goy doesn't make you chayiv misa, doesn't make you have to give your life either. Okay. Bayom mohem Mordechai Yoshe b'shar melech kotzav fiksam v'serish. Omer Rebchia bar Abba, Omer Reb Yochanan. Hikziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odom Avodot Lasos Utzon Tzadik Umanu Yosef. Right, the Rebbeinu Shlom made a master get mad at his servants in order to fulfill the will of a tzaddik, who's Yosef. Right? That Paro got mad at his servants, the Sara Mashkim and the Sara Ofim, in order that Yosef should, what Yosef needed should be fulfilled. Shenemar, Mishamitanu Narivri. Avodim Adonayim Lasos Neitz Tzaddik, Umar Mordechai. The opposite, the Rebbeinu Shlom made servants get mad at their master in order to fulfill the will of a tzaddik, that's Mordechai. Yechsiv ha'yivoda hadover leMordechai. Because of this whole plot, right, Mordechai was got famous by the king, and the whole nace unraveled because of that, because of this point. Omer Rav Yochanan, Bigson the Serish Shnei Tarsoyim havu, v'yimasapim b'lashon Tursi. Bigson and Tarish came from, they were Tarsoyim, that was the name of the nation, and they spoke that language. From the time Esther was chosen to be king, we don't get any sleep. Right? Bar the Natal Eretz, because they were the ones who had to, Meshomrei Hasaf. They guarded the king, but they also were there to give him whatever room service that he needed. And he was constantly living with Esther and constantly needed room service. So they never got any sleep. So what they say, let's poison him. Right? Bol the natal eris b'safo kadesh yomos. Let's put poison in the pitcher, the basin that we're going to give him the drink from. They didn't know that Mordechai was one of the members of Sanhedrin. He knew 70 languages. In order to be on the Sanhedrin, you had to know all 70 languages, or at least people on the Sanhedrin had to know, or had to know a good portion of the languages, because if anybody came in who didn't speak Hebrew, right, you would be able to hear the testimony directly and not indirectly, because the dayan has to hear it directly from the person, not indirectly. So they were talking in a language which they thought nobody understood, but Mordechai understood it. So the Maskilim brought a proof from here that Jews knew other languages. A big shaila about learning foreign languages. That was the Haskalah's first pirtza, right? The Jews should learn other languages. And that was the beginning then of learning Haskalah and finally to be learning apikursis. So the Gedolim were against learning other languages. Yidden should speak Yiddish, Hebrew, possibly Yiddish, and that was it. Because once they're introduced to other languages, it was the way down towards Haskalah. So they said, you see, Mordechai, if you didn't know all these languages, the nace wouldn't have happened. So the Maskilim brought a proof from here that it's good to know other languages. So the Ger Rebbe said just the opposite. If Jews knew other languages, then they wouldn't have talked in front of them. But they assumed that no Jew knows foreign languages. That's why they felt comfortable speaking in front of Mordechai. Except Mordechai was the exception to the rule because he was part of the Sanhedrin. So they were masking. Anybody who's part of the Sanhedrin can learn other languages. Beyond that, Jews shouldn't learn other languages. Okay. Omar Lova, halo ein mishmarti, mishmarti chashodah. We don't have the same watch, right? They have different watches. So how are we going to get together and put the poison in his, one of them, the Mefarshim say, one of them prepared his drink and one brought it in. So they had to work together, right? They had to prepare the poison and then the other one had to bring it in. So how are we going to get together? I'll take over your watch and you can go and get the poison or whatever. How did they find out? They found that he wasn't on his job. He wasn't doing his job. So obviously he was what's it called? You know, they had he didn't punch in at the time he was supposed to, and they realized that he was the one who put the poison in. Rashi. Adon alavoda vayikso paro al shnei sariso. Paro got angry at the Sar Mashkim and Sar HaOfim, and it was for the sake of Yosef. Loshen Tursi Shem Makom. Tursi is the name of a place. Lo ra'inu sheino shemitosh oisa chaviva lov hayomar bebetashmish etzomei lishtos. Right? Achashverosh constantly was living with Esther, and he was always thirsty. So he always needed their services, right? The room service, and meila, what's it called, they didn't get any sleep. Mishmarti mishmarticho ato memuna alavoda achas vani memuna alavoda acheres. Where each one of us has a different job. Like we said, one prepared the drink, one brought it in. Achar advorim ha'ela, gidl ha'melech achashverosh. Achar mai, omar rava, achar shibor akadosh baruch refuah l'maka. The Rav Hashem first prepared the refuah before he brought the maka. So achar advorim ha'ela, after Esther was firmly put into place, then the maka came and gidl ha'melech achashverosh is home. Domrei shlokesh en akadosh baruch ha'maka yisrael inkin borilem refuah t'chila. Sh'nemar, Yisrael, the Nigla of an Ephraim. Right? The Rabban Shom first prepares the refuah before he gets the makkah and uncovers the sin. Avalumu Solomon, okay, by the Goyim, it's not like that. A makkah also on the Achaborilim before. Gives him the makkah and then he creates the refuah if he wants to or not. It's not all part of a process by the Goyim. By the Goyim, the Rabban Shom can punish them for the sake of punishing. But by Yidden, the Rebbe doesn't punish us just stand for the sake of punishing. It's all part of a process of healing. Shenemar v'niga v'Hashem es Yisrael no go for rofo. First, the Rebbe Shem punished them, and then he healed them. By Yives be'enov l'shloach yod b'morachai levado, Omar Rava b'tchilo b'morachai levado, u'l'vesol pa'am Mordechai, u'monu rabbanon, u'l'vesol t'chol ayudim. So Zed Haman, it was a disgrace to him. Right, to take care of one Jew. So he wanted a vayivakesh, right, lahashmir as am Mordechai. They, what's it called? Am Mordechai means the other Talmid HaChomet. And then he wanted to kill all the Jews. First he had the idea of Mordechai. Then he said, that's not good enough. Then he wanted to kill all the Talmidei Chachamim and then all the Jews. He pil pur hu hagoro, tana kiven shenofal pur b'chodesh Adar, so amach simcha gedola. When the lot fell in Adar, he was very happy. Omar nofali pur b'yerushemes b'moshe. He knew that Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar. You could figure it out very easily from the psukim in Yoshua, right? They mourned for him 30 days, and then it says exactly when, see the Gemara says it, right, when they, after that, went over the Yarden, so it's clear that he died on Zayin Adar. Right? That was clear from the psukim. So Haman could look into a Bible and figure out when Moshe Rabbeinu died. The Loha Yadeir Shem Veshiva Ba'other Meis Veshiva Ba'other Nola. But you didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu died and was born 120 years earlier on Shiva Ba'other. That he couldn't know. And why does it mention he died? He died on Shiva Ba'other. But that the Rabbanu Shalom makes a tzaddik's years complete. So had he known that he died, he should have known when he was born too. But he didn't know this. He didn't know this Gemara. Hama. He knew how to learn Tanakh, but Gemara he didn't know. Yeshno amechad, Omar Rava, leka diyode lishna bisha kohaman. Nobody knew how to say Lashon Hara like Haman. Omar le ta nachlinu. And he said to Achashverosh, let's destroy them. Omar le mistafina me'elohav, I'm afraid of their God. Right? They have a good track record. Anybody who tried to destroy them, they themselves were destroyed. The lo lavid bika, the ovid bika mai, shouldn't do to me like he did to the people before me. That's what Achashverosh said. Omar le, yes, yoshnu what I mean, says, don't worry. Right, they the Rabban Hashem only did nisim for them when they kept mitzvahs, but now yoshnu min hamitzvahs, yeshnu amechad, yoshnu. They're asleep from the mitzvahs. Omer le isbu rabbanan. Yeah, but there are talmidei chachamim that are still tzaddikim. Not all of them are like that, and even a few can be mezakeh the whole rabbi. Omer le amechad hein. Right, no, just the opposite. They're all one nation, and the rabbanan are responsible for the other ones too. So they're not going to save them, just the opposite. They're also going to be considered guilty because of the ones that they didn't have a hashpah on. Shema tomer korchani osu malchus secha. So Haman says, what could you say? I'm going to make your kingdom bald. In other words, I'm going to destroy a significant part of your kingdom by killing all the Jews. Mifuzorim heim. No, they're scattered amongst all the nations, so it won't be noticeable. Mifuzorim heim beno amin. Shema tomer ishan ominayu. Right? Maybe you won't get taxes from them. Right? You get benefit from them. Mefurad, kipreda zu she'ena osaperus. Mefurad has a hint of the word preda, like a mule that doesn't give birth. There's no benefit from them. Veshematomer ika medin sominayu. There's a whole country that's made up of Jews, and therefore you're gonna take away one of my medinos. Talmud lomer b'chol medinos malchusecha. They're scattered through all the medinos. So you're not going to lose any Medinos if you kill all the Jews. The Dasem Sholos Mikolam, right? And they have a different religion than us. Velo Achli Minon, Velo Nasli Minon. They don't eat from what we eat. They don't get married with us. Velo Menasli Lon. They don't let us marry their children. The Esdose Amelech Enamosin, right? And they don't do what the king wants either. They're a bunch of lazy people. They always use excuse, their religion for excuse. The Mafki Likula Shasa, B'Shabbos Hayom, Pesach Hayom. Every time you turn around, they have another holiday. They can't work. Right? And the king specifically has no need, have no use for them because they insult the king. If a fly would fall into one of their wine cups, they'd take out the fly and drink the wine. But if the king drinks their wine, they throw out the wine. So the fly is less disgusting to them than you. Imala Melech Tov, so Haman knew how to say Lashon Hara to get Achashverosh upset. Imala Melech Tov, Yikosiv La'abdom, Vaseres Alafim Kikar Kesef, Omrei Shlokish, Goli V'yadu Lefnei Misha Omer V'hoi Olom, Sh'osir Haman Lishko Shkolim Al Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shlom knew that a time would come when Haman would use these Shkolim against Klal Yisrael. Lefichah Higdim Shiklem Lishkolim. Therefore the Rebbeinu Shlom was mocked in the shkolim that Klal Yisrael brought as a schus to counteract the shkolim of Haman. V'hainu d'shlan be'echod ba'adar mashmim ala shkolim v'ala kilayim. That's why in Adar, it's not the only reason, but it coincides the shkolim with Adar, right? Because you have to get ready for Nisan with a new year of Korbanos. We learned that in shkolim. But l'maisa coincides with Adar because the schus of the shkolim counteracted the shkolim of Haman with which he wanted to entice Achashverosh to permit him to kill the yid. Ayomer HaMelech v'Haman, HaKesef Nosun Lach, V'Am Lasos Bo Katov Beinecha. So Achashverosh told Haman, keep your money, and you can do whatever you want. And Tosus points out the gematria of HaKesef is Ole HaEitz. There was a hint over here that Achashverosh didn't know what he was saying. But he told him, you keep your money, and you also keep your tree. Because from this is going to come that you're going to be hung. Right? So in the fact that he got the money back, right, started the whole process, not that specific part, but this started the process that he was going to end up being hung. Rashi. Achar Agorim Eila Gidl HaMelech HaSoman, Bosser Bixen V'Sereshi. Right after the Maisa Bixen V'Seresh, which set aside the refuah and that Esther was made queen, after those things were set in place, then what's it called, Haman, and that's why the first two prokim, another reason why, to tell me this cloud, that the Rav Anushim prepares the refuah before the makkah. The kaboy shas achar mai, ma he idol of hakosuv, shalo gidlo ad shebo mai sazeh. The Achashverosh did not make Haman great till after these things happened. The refuah that would come in the end. Only after the Rav Anushim prepares the refuah does he uncover the sin and punish them for it. He pil poor, umau poor hu agorol. Poor is agorol. Miyom liyom, beize yom yipol agorol. He went from day to day. What day will the lot fall on? The chen mechodesh to chodesh. And he also made another lot of which month? So he made a separate lot for days and then months. So if he came out to the 13th day, and then he made month to month, the 13th day of Adar. V'hagoro shukulan hitul b'yom echad, v'nofalo agoro al yom echad. And then it all turned, came out to the same day, the 13th day of Adar. B'shiva ba'adar meis Moshe, sh'nemar v'ha'am olu min ha'arayin Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th day of Adar, figured out from the Pesukim. Says the Ha'am Olu Min Hayarden be'Esrei Lechodesh Harishon. They crossed over the Yarden on the 10th day of Nisan. Sheimehem l'mafreya shloshim yom be'evlo shel Moshe. 30 days they mourned for Moshe from the day that he died. Right. Add to that u'shloshim yomim sheichinu lehem tzeda. 3 days they prepared after they stopped mourning for Moshe. 3 days they prepared to go over the Yarden. That means that when does the Evel of Moshe ended on the 7th day of Nisan? 3 more days was the 10th day. That's when they crossed the Yarden. So a month earlier was the 7th day of Adar. Ki ba'ot shloshi yomim atem ovrin. Hari b'shiva ba'adar meis Moshe. U'b'shiva ba'adar nola d'chsi ben mei aves mishon anochi hayom. Hayom molu yom ayushnosai. Today is my birthday. Right? My years are complete. Kedai haleidah shetachaper al hamisa. It's Kedai, the Leda, Moshe Rabbeinu was born a tzaddik, and that's Mechaper on the fact how he died also. Person's birth and death have a connection, because it's all part of a process of getting to Olam Haba. Ispu Rabbonin, Mitshuvasa Shul Haman, on Lemedim, Shekacho Yachashverosh Meshiva. Right? From what Haman said, you can hear what the give and take, the exchange was between Haman and Achashverosh. I think that one kingdom is full of Jews, and now it's going to be empty. No, they're scattered all around. Medin so medina ktana, or maybe they live in one small area, and then that will be you're going to lose a medina. Lo nasmi non noshim. They don't marry our women, and they don't give us their women to marry. The es dosi amelcheinam osim ungarios umisin the gugolios varnonos erim nosim. They don't pay taxes. The matkile l'shasa b'shahai pahai Shabbos hayom Pesach hayom. They waste their whole life with holidays. They never work. V'ano asurim b'malacha, right? And we can't work. That's what they keep telling us, right? What's it called? So there's no benefit from them. Ein shova ein nova ein chash la'nichum. Therefore, there's nothing that's going to be detrimental to you if you kill them. Mashmim based in Machrizin Shiyoviu Shkolim Lemikdash. And Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's when they announced that they should bring Shkolim. The Alakilayim, Shigodlu Hazroyim Tzas, the Nitzan Nikers. That's when in Adar the plants start to grow, and you can see, and then you can see if the what's it called, that there's Kilayim. The Okrin also, and if there is, you have to uproot it. Misodoseim, Bachrosas Basin. Basin would announce, anybody should look and see and make sure there's no kilayim in their field, and they should, if it is, they should uproot it.